I met him for the first time as he was being shown around by one of the law practice partners. He was brought into my corner office by way of introduction. His smile was friendly, but his eyes had scanned my entire body. I quickly got the impression he was mentally undressing me as we spoke. He was young, and he was gorgeous. And I really got a thrill out of being desired by someone so much younger. As the office junior, he was learning the ropes, shadowing lawyers and making coffee when requested. This meant that I could call on him to do odd jobs for me, carrying my files or fetching books that I required. He got into the habit of bringing me coffee throughout the day, just the way I like it, a sweet and creamy double-double. Messages between us via email became flirtatious. He made his way into my dreams. I would wake up in the morning, hand between my legs, slick with the warm juices of my pussy. Following interactions with him in the office, I would steal away in a toilet cubicle, pleasuring myself at the mere thought of him. After a while, I got more daring. I started wearing my panties with a vibrating attachment so I could switch it on discreetly when he was in my office, seated near my desk. An email saying he wished he'd enjoyed our last meeting as much as I had left me in no doubt that he knew what was going on beneath my desk. The next time, I had my hand on the desk with the controller clearly visible when I switched it on. He sat and watched as I orgasmed, seated at my desk, fully clothed. Anyone walking past would simply have seen a senior lawyer in a meeting with a legal trainee. One day, I emailed him requesting an after-hours meeting. He waited until everyone had left and then made his way to my office. I sat behind my desk, reclined in my office chair. I ordered him to come to my side of the desk. As he did so obediently, I stood, removed my panties, and lifted my skirt up above my hips. I sat down again and lifted my legs over the arm of the chair, spreading myself wide. Everything else remained as it was, immaculate and professional, with a subtle hint of domination as I ordered him to stand next to me. I then ran my fingers across my already soaking pussy and to my swollen clit. The anticipation of this moment meant I had been aroused for hours, and I felt like I was ready to explode. His request to free his erect cock from the confines of his trousers was denied. I told him he would have to wait. The situation and my level of arousal meant my first orgasm arrived quickly. I had promised myself that I would allow him his pleasure at this point, so I ordered him to quickly remove his pants and boxers and to begin stroking his hard cock. My instructions continued by stating that he wasn't allowed to touch me. He did so, and as he began, I could see that a drop of pre-cum had already formed at the tip of his cock. I licked my lips and promised myself that next time I would taste it. This time was all about watching each other. I now had two fingers inside my wanting pussy and was working my clit with the fingers of my other hand. He was masturbating in a long, fast stroking motion, his cock inches from my upper body. I asked him if he was close to climaxing, and his grunted reply indicated that he was. My instructions continued as I told him that when he orgasmed, he should do so standing still next to me as I continued to finger myself. I really wanted to feel like the mature office slut covered in the cum of the legal junior. With that, I turned my attention back onto myself, working my fingers into a frenzy that caused my pussy to swell and tighten. The first spurt of his cum hit the side of my face and into my hair. The second he directed at my body, and it slashed across my blouse and jacket. The third hit my skirt. He redirected back at my body before finishing off with the last few spurts on my face again. I never hesitated or paused. As he came all over me, I was driven further by the eroticism of the situation and the fact that I was some young guy's cum slut. As the last of his cum ran down my face, across my lips and off my chin, I orgasmed again, the shuddering climax taking over my whole body. When I had recovered, I directed him to tidy up himself and leave. As he left, I reminded him that we had a repeat appointment the next evening. As I watched his ass strut towards the door, I wondered if I would ever get bored of the slutty feeling of getting covered in his cum. I sure hope not.